From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The British singer Adele swept into our studio, all 60s glam, her hair sleek and teased up high in the back, fake eyelashes curving out to here, a big woman with a powerhouse voice. That debut single 3 years ago, Chasing Pavements, marked Adele's arrival at age 19. Now, two Grammy Awards and millions of record sales later, Adele is out with her second album titled 21, songs steeped in her love for American soul and R&B. See, I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Adele told me about a musical turning point, a happy accident in a London record store.
Yeah, I was about 14, I think. I was in HMV, and I went in and I saw an Ella Fitzgerald record in like a bargain bin, and I'd heard of her. And then I saw like the most stunning woman I've ever seen in my life, and she had this like beehive weave and these catty eyes and this most like seductive figure and this look on her face of like, don't mess with me. And it was Etta James, and it was about £1. It was just a kind of generic best of compilation, and I bought it, and about a year later I actually listened to it for the first time. I didn't listen to it for ages, and I heard it, and it was just, she went right through me. It was the first time that I'd ever been so moved like by someone's voice and the songs, and just the whole thing moved me.
So first it was the look.
Yeah. It was the look, and then it was the voice, and then it was the songs.
And we should say right now that you've got a bit of the bouffant and the catty eyes on you today. Long, long.
Love a bouffant.
Fake eyelash. Are you channeling a little bit of Etta James?
Probably, consciously and subconsciously, probably, yes.
What do you think it was in her voice?
I just believed her. Like, I was totally like convinced by her, and every time she like gasped for air, I'd like, even if I wasn't singing along, you know, I was just like, it was like she was singing a song that was written for me and about me 50 years after she recorded it. Throw your soul through every open door. Count your blessings to find what you look for. Turn my sorrow into treasure gold. You pay me back in kind and reap just what you sow.
So you're listening to Etta James, you're a teenager, and what would you have been listening to before that? What was sort of in the mix for your soundtrack?
I discovered Destiny's Child when I was about 11.
Destiny's Child.
Yeah, but before that, it was pretty narrow. It was like Spice Girls and Backstreet Boys and a British boy band called Take That and E17. That was how broad my taste was. But my mum had brilliant taste in music. Jeff Buckley and like 10,000 Maniacs and Bob Dylan and stuff like that. And Joni Mitchell and Janis Joplin. So she had brilliant taste in music. But at the time, you're not supposed to like what your parents like. So I was a little bit like dismissive of it. But I think it was because of her taste. I think that's why I ended up evolving into becoming a singer.
Was she encouraging? Would she be?
Yeah. No, she's the most supportive person in my life ever. Like, for like the ninth time on one Friday night, I'd be like, Mum, sit down, I want to sing you a song. You know, she'd be like, okay. I'm sure she was bored out of her mind and a bit like, oh my God, the same song again. But she always did. She was wicked.
When you think about where you fit as a pop singer and the sound that you want to create, How are you making those choices? What are you thinking of?
Everything is quite niched and quite boxed nowadays, and I think maybe I like my arm fits in one and my foot fits in another and my head fits in another. I don't think I fit into one properly. It's not like, you know, if I was making music that was dominating the world last year, I'd be making a dance record. Do you know what I mean? And I wouldn't be true to myself. I'd never make a dance record. I love listening to it, don't get me wrong. But I wouldn't sell out like that. You know, I really want people to come on a journey with me. I don't want to be an anonymous hit. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's so many songs like that are on my iPod. I have no idea who the artist is. And they've never made a record. Do you know what I mean? They've just made a single. And I don't want to be one of those people. And if I'd done what was successful last year, that's what I would have been. And I don't want to do that.
Thank you.
You know, Adele, as we were listening to this just now, you took the headphones off, you said. What?
I hate the sound of my own voice.
What do you mean you hate the sound of your own?
I do. It's like, you know, when you're little and you like hear, like a teacher might record the class when you're not in there. And then you hear your voice back and it's like, oh my God, is that what I sound like? You sound so much different in your head when you're singing to yourself than you do when it's out there.
I'm just shocked to hear you say that.
Oh yeah, no, if I wasn't me, I wouldn't listen to my music. I find it really awkward. I've just gone boiling hot all of a sudden.
But, well, now I'm really intrigued by this, though. When you're performing on stage, you're hearing your voice.
Yeah, but it sounds different to me because I'm hearing it as I'm singing it. It's in my head. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't hear what everyone else is hearing. I only hear what everyone else is hearing when I listen
to recording.
To a recording, yeah. Didn't I give it up? Tried my best. Gave you everything I had. Everything and no less.
So many of the songs on the new CD are all about heartbreak. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you've been through a lot. You're only 22, but there seems to be a lot of wear and tear in these songs.
No more than any other 21, 22-year-old girl. It's just I write about mine, so mine a bit magnified and seem a little bit more dangerous. But go on and crumbling fool, just take it all with my love. Take it all with my love.
Adele, I've been wondering what it's like to be you at age 22, looking forward to this future, discovering stuff all the time. What must that look like for you?
I don't know. I'm quite easily pleased and easily satisfied. I could die and go to heaven right now. I'm fine. Like, do you know what I mean? I don't look forward that much. Kind of like maybe like 2 months I look forward. Don't look forward to like when I'm like 40 or 50 really.
So if you think of some of the singers who've been influential for you, Etta James, Ella Fitzgerald, women who've had very long careers.
Yeah. I know. I'd love to. But I mean, again, you know, I think it's pretty unlikely. Might not even be in music industry next year.
So you don't think that way?
No, I feel like it's sort of all a bit too good to be true. Do you know what I mean? I don't know how long it could go on for. I mean, I'd love it to go on forever, don't get me wrong. But I don't know how long you can get away with it. Never mind, I'll find someone
like you. Well, Adele, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
You can hear Adele's entire new album, 21, at nprmusic.org. You'll also find video of her tiny desk concert here at NPR. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.